I want to show you scriptures that thrill my heart.
You know,
and I see a fresh work of God within my own spirit, in my own spiritual man.
Hallelujah. Okay. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. And I'm reading verse 9, 10, and 11. May the Holy Spirit help you to see what's written there in your own Bible. For behold, I am for you.
Hallelujah.
And I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, and all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the ways shall be builded. Hallelujah. Verse 11, they're prophetic words. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase.
Hallelujah.
And bring forth, and I will settle you in your own, in your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings.
Hallelujah.
Than at your beginnings. And ye shall know I am the Lord. And everyone said, Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. What a word that is. That thrilled my spiritual man.
Yes,
I will multiply men upon you. Ye shall increase and bring forth. They shall increase and bring fruit. I will do better unto you.
I tell you, I'm encouraged in my heart
that I could hear a word like that to me personally as well. It is a word for the church. It's a word for you and for me.
Yes.
Now, note this. That this verse doesn't describe a church that is asleep. This is not the picture of a church that is preoccupied with a global economy. Instead, it speaks about a church that is caught up with God's promise. A great promise of a great work in His people, in His church. A great work by the hand of God. Greater than all the revivals in the past. Greater than even the Pentecost, as we heard. Things are going to happen in these end times regardless of how dark it is. Feast of Tabernacles. Many things are in view for the church of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. And so the Lord says to His church, arise. This is your day. This is what I've said unto you. I will return. I will turn to you. Ye shall be tilled and sown. The Lord is turning towards His church. I will multiply men upon you. All the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited. And the ways shall be builded.
Hallelujah.
And what does it say? And I will multiply upon you man and beast. And they shall increase. You will bring forth fruit. You will be better. Will do better unto you. Then at your beginnings, you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to ask you a few things. Think to yourself about your spiritual beginning. When you first encountered Jesus in your life, you were so happy, so excited that I'm saved. My sins are forgiven. A great weight was taken out of my life. It was a most amazing and precious time in my life. And I'm sure that was so with you. Now God is saying to you and to me, I'm going to manifest greater works in your life, better than your beginnings.
Hallelujah.
I'm thrilled in my spirit. Though many years have gone by, there's a reason I rejoice in my Lord. I've heard it by the Spirit in my heart. God is going to manifest greater works, better than that of Red Sea.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that? Better than Elijah calling down fire from heaven. More than causing rains to come down. God has something better. God has something far higher for His church. Better than all that you have experienced. I was really stirred in my spirit. Then I could hear by the Holy Spirit. You know, He said, son, better than all that you have experienced, more than you have experienced in all these past years, you are going to experience in the coming days. And I said, Lord, I'm here I want to experience those things. I believe your word. I believe your promise. Though physically I'm growing older and getting limited in many ways, but Lord, I believe your word. But that's what the Lord said. God is going to do it. And I said, Lord, I'm available. I want to be part of that. I want to live in the light of that promise. Yes. You know, sometimes we may ask, what on earth could be better than what God has done in the past? What could be better than what all God has done in the past? Remember one thing. According to the scriptures, we are yet to see the fullest revelation or the fullness of Christ Jesus in His people. The full expression of His Son and His life is yet to be brought forth in His church, in the history of humanity. And here is the most amazing part of that miracle, which I'm going to say. Listen carefully. The most amazing aspect of that is this. God is going to take the most hardened and unbelieving generation of all time. God is going to take the most sin-hardened and unbelieving generation. He's taking them into His hands. Look at this present generation. It's hard to believe. And He's going to turn their hearts to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If the Lord is going to have a church like as He has promised in His word, this has to happen, brothers and sisters. Many a time we are also taken up with unbelief. Will there arise a generation who will move on into the things of God? God must have a people. The wonder of wonders and mercy of mercies, an amazing thing will be that God is laying hold of a generation now.